Welcome to the Cat Attack podcast. We are done and dusted for the home and away season, and the Cats have snuck into the top four once again. Ben Castanilla with you. I'm joined with K-Rock's number one caller, Tom King. Kingy.
Hello, Benny.
Look, before we talk about the footy.
Yes.
We need to revisit something that happened last night on air, because we have an exclusive on K-Rock.
Monday night.
Yeah, this is 7 years after the fact, but we do have an exclusive. I don't think this has been reported other than in most media outlets, but I failed to see it.
Goombia Park?
Yes. So what's happened is that I was suggesting for the last few weeks that Goombia Park, when the umpire bounces the ball, it would land in the Yu Yangs or it would land in Little River, and then I suggested it landed in Goombia Park. Well, somebody listening text in during the game last night suggested that the big pheasant, the big wooden pheasant at Goombia Park was blown up by a man from Poo Wong. And I find it quite extraordinary that a giant wooden pheasant was blown up. Now,
Didn't the man from Poo Wong blow up its rear end?
He did. He blew up its rear end. And the lady, the manager at Goombia Park, suggested that it wreaked havoc with the alarm system. And she was horrified that people had explosives. Now, I don't know, but how can that happen? How can someone leave a theme park, an adventure park for kids, and then think, do you know what? I'm going to come back and I'm going to blow the arse out of that giant wooden bird. And I told a couple of people this story today, and two of them just looked at me as if to say, that's not funny.
You're an idiot.
Yeah, no, that's not funny. I said, well, the blowing up stuff's not funny
we don't
on its own. No, we don't blame blowing stuff up. But just the fact that it's only blew up a giant bird. And there must have been wooden panels flying all over the place. Anyway, it's if anybody knows any more about this, if anybody remembers this happening, I cannot believe that I missed the giant. I don't know if it was a pheasant.
Nothing is a pheasant, yeah.
But we're not talking a monstrous pheasant. We're not talking we're talking a huge.
Yeah, multicolored.
Sort of giant pineapple style pheasant.
Yeah. Do you know what made it funny? Like, obviously, you're quite childish sometimes. We'll laugh at anything. The fact that Brendan McCartney, who I've never seen lack composure at any time in his life, completely was in tears of laughter going into halftime. Oh. That's when I lost.
He had to wear a nappy for the second half in case something happened. Oh, look, maybe we are being childish, but I just found it extraordinary that, not so much just the fact that, as you said to your mate, that's what we were saying last time. Imagine you said to your mate, look, how about we come back and we blow that thing up? Like, you're thinking, what? No, probably not. We won't do that. But anyway, this guy did it. I think he was about 23 and he did get arrested. So yes. Let's hope he got his just desserts, because we don't condone blowing up anything.
It happened in 2011.
Yeah, so he's still in the clink, is he?
You know what happened in 2011?
The Cats won the flag.
Yes, maybe it's an omen.
It could be too. Maybe. Has anything been blown up lately? Is there anything in Geelong that could be blown up? What else? I'm trying to think. What's something that's major that...
Let's not go there.
Uni bomber sort of stuff. No. In the mailbox. No. Anyway, look, the Cats, we mentioned top four.
Yes. I'm worried.
I'm Ben. I don't know if I'm one way.
I'm worried.
Brendan McCartney was worried.
This has got sniff of straight sets exit.
Yeah.
Because they ran into West Coast or Collingwood.
Yeah, it's not good.
They haven't got the... See, losing to Richmond's done a couple of things. One, it's pushed Geelong to go to Adelaide rather than play Brisbane at the Gabba.
Yeah.
And it means that the St Kilda Bulldogs semi, which may be perceived as the softer semi, Geelong doesn't get the...
No, they get the tougher.
Yeah.
Look, they bring their best... They'll beat Port.
I'll bring their best every week and they win the flag.
Yeah, I don't know they'll beat Richmond. I don't know they can beat Richmond even if they bring their best. Okay. I think they beat their best, they can beat Port Adelaide. Mm-hmm. I mean, Port Adelaide played really well last night.
Do you know what would be the absolute doomsday scenario?
Oh, here we go.
Cats win, Richmond get rolled, and come the other side of the draw.
Oh, they have to play them in the prelim. Oh, yeah. Look, I'm fearful of the Tigers simply because we just seem to muck around with the team so much when we play the Tigers or anyone really. But and it just
maybe it's just backfired.
Maybe
Chris Scott might completely blow our minds and send Blitzarves back for a Richmond.
Well, that would be fantastic because I think that gives Geelong the only chance of winning if they were to play Richmond again. Look. I don't know. How much do you read into the 10-goal spanking they gave Port Adelaide about 6 weeks ago?
Oh, a little bit. I'd take a bit away from that because they found a way to beat a side that had been very, very good.
Yeah, they did. Taylor torched Dixon,
yep.
But the pressure on the midfield, the ball never got to Dixon.
No.
It was a bit like the night Hawkins were against Richmond. The ball never got to Dixon.
Did Rockliffe play against Geelong?
No, he didn't.
No, and he was absolutely outstanding last
night. He was. He gets a lot of it. He gets a lot of scrappy stuff. He does win the ball, I agree with you, and he can win a clearance. He doesn't really...
He doesn't hurt you.
No, he doesn't run 15 and kick it 50. In fact, he doesn't move at all. He just kicks it about 8 metres.
But he does give it to somebody who can run.
He generally does. Yeah, look, he wouldn't be my biggest concern.
Boke.
Boke's a good player. There's no doubt about that. And he's having a really good season.
He'll be all Australian.
My biggest is concern is players like Burn Jones.
Good player.
Amon.
He didn't play last night, he didn't play well.
But he's the sort of bloke that gets off the chain against the Cats and gets it 25 times.
Yep.
And he's a really good ball user and he can run. So he can run 10, kick it 50. The same with Burn Jones.
They're 60-metre players.
Yeah, Rosie. Those sorts of guys. Is Butters, what's he doing? Is he back?
Suspended, so he'll be back.
Yeah, well, he's a good player too.
It's those
creative players that worry me.
Georgiades is the other one.
Yeah, too. I'm not. He got towed up against the Cats.
Yeah, but he still can play a little bit.
So let's look at the matchup. So Taylor, I got no doubt they'll put Taylor to Dixon again because he beat him. Although, mind you, Colin Jasny beat Riewoldt hands down the final last year. Get to the game 3 weeks ago, and he's not on him. So, but you'd think Taylor goes to Dixon.
Yep.
So Marshall,
who goes to Laddams.
Well, yeah. Do you think, if it was me, Henderson's not playing. Henderson's out. You've got Blitzarves in defence again. So I'd have Blitzarves on Dixon, yeah. And I'd have Taylor goes to Laddams, and Colin Jasny goes to Marshall.
Yep.
You got the sorted there.
Yep.
Absolutely sorted. And if worst comes to worst, you could put Jack Henry on Marshall.
Mm-hmm. You could put him on Laddams too.
Well, he's not, yeah, I mean, Laddams is 202.
But good reach, Henry, and mobile.
Yeah, he'd give away some height, but he's 191 or so, Henry, so he's not short. I just don't think there's a spot for Henderson. I just have this fear that they're going to play him, and Blitzarves will play up the ground. At the other end, I think, I don't know. Does Radaglia play? Stanley comes
probably
in.
Probably not, because he didn't play last time. Unless they think they can expose Port Adelaide's undersized defence, will Cleary be back from a hamstring? Probably. Although cutting it fine, he might not be 100%, but you'd probably play him if he's at 85+. So the Cats might look at their back line and go, well, they're undersized. If we get it down there, Hawkins and Radaglia, back in Ablett, Rowan and the like to be at feet.
Yeah. Dangerfield out of the midfield works better. Oof. He plays forward.
Gee, wasn't Brendan McCartney very firm in his views last night?
He was, yeah. And I 100% agree with him. He's a great player, Dangerfield, but he doesn't defend a lot, and he plays his own game. So the midfield maybe functions better without him there.
Mm.
It's not necessarily better, but it functions better. It's got better balance when he's not in there because you bring back Selwood, you're bringing in Ablett. Jack Stephen can't play. He's got to go.
So you suspect Tom Atkins will be right. We got told – so he's got a chest issue, which they tried to manage. It's not the same as the chest issue you had earlier in the year. You hope that it's – that they don't use it as an excuse. If Tom Atkins is as tough as what you call a $2 steak, surely even if Tom Atkins is 60% right, you play him because he will go with the ferocity that comes with finals.
Yeah, I think so. And he's a good balance for some of those other offensive players. So Stephen played him his way out of the team.
His ball use was deplorable.
It was horrendous, yeah.
What was some of those...
I'm not sure what he was doing, but the team's too offensive when he's... And I don't mean it.
Yeah,
gives you the middle finger. I mean, it plays one way too much when you've
too
got
attacking.
You've got Ablett in, you've got Selwood in, you've got Stephen in, then you've got Dangerfield, you've got Duncan. They all go one way. Mm. You got to counterbalance it, and Atkins is one of those blokes that does counterbalance it. So, and that's probably what the club would tell you with Blitzarves. he helps counterbalance that to a degree because he has the capacity to get back and defend.
Mm. And he did that a couple of times against the Swans.
He did, yes, and I don't disagree with that, but I think his worth is so much more important.
Correct.
Playing as a key defender on the best forward, not getting back to defend three or four times. Because one of the issues then is that he doesn't really join in offensively. He doesn't read the play well enough to. He's not getting it 25 times as a wingman. He's getting it, what do you have, on Sunday, four kicks or something? Mm. Five kicks for the game. That's his stock standard wing game.
If Andrew Gaff played on a wing and only had four kicks...
Oh, we'd be saying it's one of the worst games he's played for the year.
Yep.
So I've said it 100 times. I'll say it again. The Blitzarves is not going to be the best ruckman on the ground. He's not going to be the best wingman on the ground, but he could be the best defender on the ground. Yep. So why he's not played there, I have absolutely no idea.
So the only...
Stanley's back, is he?
Well, the word was from Chris Scott last week, although sometimes we take with a grain of salt what he said at those media conferences, is that Reece Stanley would have been right for football this week. So if he would have been right for this week, he's definitely playing on October 1.
Well, hopefully they're freshening him up and he's fit. I mean, Selwood looked okay against Sydney. He wasn't great, but he was okay.
He was on top of the ground for most of
the game. He was handy enough. Hopefully just a good pipe opener for the finals. Ablett looked sharp.
Just a couple of things Ablett did that, you know, he might only need 10 touches in a final.
You just want to see him. He's got to get involved the other way. He's got to join in that team defence because a couple of things happened against the Swans. One was Geelong got opened up forward to centre.
Yeah, and through the middle too.
Yeah, but that part of that is that there wasn't the pressure coming out from the back half. That's where I said the balance of the team.
That's why Atkins has got to come back.
I think he does.
Yep.
Yeah, Dalhouse and Rowan and Myers, they've got a pressure. When they're pressuring, the kick out of the back half.
I tell you who also pressures out of the back half is Dangerfield.
He can. When it's in his area. I think there's a lot more to being defensive than just laying a tackle or, you know, getting over for a smother, because that's when the ball is in your area. It's what you do when the ball's not in your area, where you are, how you position yourself, your ability to actually run and clog up space and have a willingness to do that and have the vision to do that.
Yep.
That's defence. It's not tackle. But players there to be tackled. Dangerfield tackling.
Yeah.
But he doesn't. It's not his first. The other sides of defence are not his go, and I just think that it'll go one of two ways. Either the Cats have peaked 5 weeks ago.
Yep.
Or they'll use Sunday as a say. Well, we put this out.
That's baseline.
We're not going to win. We won't beat the 10th rated team if we're going to play like that, because we just got opened up way too much by a Sydney team that had only won 5 games.
Yep.
So it'll steal them and they'll return to something. And if they can return to something that's close to or at the level they were 4 or 5 weeks ago, they'll beat Port Adelaide.
And they'll play in a grand final.
Yes.
Yep.
I reckon. And this is where there's no margin for error. They win. If they can beat Port, they're absolutely in the driver's seat to make the grand final. They lose, and suddenly there is a massive stench about Anna Kournikova, straight sets. And she always won in straight sets, but you always watched her, a bit like the Cats.
So if you win your prelim, you're likely... Gee, we're harsh on Brisbane, but like Richmond went there last year and won the qualifying final, and based on probabilities, although talk is Harris Andrews may be back.
Yeah, that'd be a big call. They might be rushing him back, and if it wasn't a final, would they be playing him? I have no idea, but you'd think that given the severity of his injury, they're really rolling the dice with a player who is as crucial as Tom Hawkins is to Geelong.
Because Revolt and Lynch against McStay and Gardner.
Yeah.
Nothing against Gardner, who's been wonderful, but his role's not to play
Do you think Chris Fagan might put Harris Andrews up on the wing? Or in the ruck?
Probably not.
No, probably not. In fact, he won't.
But you're being facetious there,
yes,
obviously. But in Chris Scott's defence, Mark Blitzarves has the running capacity of a midfielder.
Yeah, well, that's the problem.
He's won a best and fairest as a ruckman.
In a year, they missed the finals.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
But he still won it. Still a side stacked with some pretty good footballers.
Yeah.
As I've said before, Mark Blitzarves' flexibility is actually not only Geelong's one of its great strengths, it's one of their great weaknesses.
I agree. He's just being played out of position, and we heard Matty Scarlett say he's part of the midfield now, and I cringe every time I hear that. I honestly...
Do you reckon Matthew Scarlett believes that when he says it? He believes it, but does he say it and go, oh, gee, I'd really like him part of my Misfits mob?
100%. I reckon if you sat down with him and took a bubbly water over to him.
Brown one.
There was 375 mils, just with a quality little head on
with
it.
With 4.9.
And there was nobody else within the earshot. And you said to me, tell me honestly where you'd think Blitzars plays his best footy. Mm. I've just contacted a betting agency and he's 2-1 and firm yes. into 6-4 right. to say I'd love him in defence.
Defence, yep.
But he won't say that no. because I'd love to know, you know, I don't know. It's a source of great frustration. And if Geelong go on and win the flag and Mark Blitzarves wins the Norm Smith playing on a wing, I'll say, you know.
Fair play.
I'll say, yeah, I was wrong.
Yep.
Who was that say I was wrong? Who was that favourite? I'm trying to think of it. I'll say, yep, look, play on. And good, well done.
Yep.
My fear is that I just think that against the absolute elite, you need your best defender in defence.
What is Geelong's pass, Mark?
It has to be a grand final.
Yep.
Yeah, fit list.
You cannot exit in a preliminary final for the fourth time in 5 years.
It was a benchmark for last year as well, and they didn't get there. That completely cocked it up.
Yep.
And this year's the same. They've got all but two players available.
Yep. The thing is, Geelong have used no excuses about this year. Not once have you heard Chris Scott say, gee, oh, the hubs have been tough. Every messaging that's come out of Geelong has been positive. From the moment that it was floated that Geelong would be potentially a Perth hub team, Chris Scott's going, we'll go.
Yeah.
Bring it on. So I hope that postseason, that there's no, oh, this caught up with us.
Yeah. Well, I don't think there can be.
Do you know what? You are not alone.
The other thing, too, is that, you know, if we believe what is fed to us in press conferences, Chris Scott said that, you know, Joel Selwood has been available to play, but they have been having him doing the program they feel is best to have him fit and firing for finals.
Yep.
So then don't use that as an excuse down the track, oh, he wasn't fit.
Yep.
So if indeed that is the case, if he's actually been injured, then that's a different story. But they've brought Ablett back. They got some training into him, obviously it's different circumstances.
He's going to be better for the run, and he's going to be better for another little training block as well.
Yes.
I hope they will have a little break here, I suspect, for 2 or 3 days.
Yep.
I hope they keep him going.
Oh, I'll have to do something with him. And the other one is Stanley. If he's saying that you reckon he could have played on the weekend.
Oh, at a push. I reckon if it was a grand final, they would have played him.
Yeah. Okay, so let's say they are then setting him up to give them the best in finals.
Correct.
So they've got all the stars of a line. They've actually been able to manage players like Selwood to have him right for finals rather than have to throw him in to make finals.
Yep.
Ablett, they've seemingly managed him pretty well. And Stanley's the other one, now they're managing him. Everyone else is fit. They've got other guys pushing, you know. Is it the selection dilemmas close they've got are because of they've got a fit list. There's absolutely no excuses for the Cats.
Close,
I don't. Well, I'd rather have Close than Stephen.
Okay. Just on Close, just putting it out there, he'd be comfortable on Adelaide Oval, played in a premiership. I know it's a Sandful premiership, but he played on a premiership there last year with Glenelg, knows the ground, played there against Adelaide. He can run.
Yeah, but who does he come in for?
I'm just throwing it out there. Potentially, we suspect Geelong have got through Sunday okay, but sometimes
if there's an injury, but that'd be the only way because he's not going to get in ahead of Ablett. He's not going to get in ahead of Dalhouse. He's not going to get in ahead of Rowan.
Myers.
He's not going to get in ahead of Myers, and he's not going to get in ahead of who's the fifth? Well, Dangerfield. If Dangerfield plays predominantly forward, there's five small to mid-sized forwards. He's just not going to get it. He's going to get squeezed out. But I'd rather have him in there than Stephen if they were thinking of playing someone on the wing, which they won't. But, I don't know. There's a lot of question marks is for mine. But, look, there's no excuses. And I hope that they can find their best form because their best form, I've maintained all along for the last month that playing Port in Adelaide is a good result for the Cats.
Yep.
That's a game they can win.
But I still think Brisbane at the Gabba would have been a good result.
Yeah,
too.
Maybe. I think Brisbane are better than Port. Mm. I think they got a classier midfield.
Yep.
Yeah, it's Neil, Zorko, McCluggage, Berry, Bailey. Mm. They've actually got some good players there who are a little bit more creative. I know Port Adelaide tend to have those bulldozers like Ollie Wines, Pass the Power Pepper. Boak's a wonderful ball winner. He's not a great creative user.
Mm.
He's very good, but he's not a artist with the footy.
Their most creative players are Burn Jones and Amon.
Both off halfback. That's my fear, that those players like that, Rosie, Butters, those guys who can cut you up because they don't
Dersma.
Need... Yeah, they don't need to get a whole lot of it. That's my concern.
Connor Rosie's not in great nick, though.
No, he's not.
The only issue with a Connor Rosie is he's got the ability to find 5 minutes.
And kick two goals. Two or three goals.
Yeah, and he can turn a game on its head. He's got that potential.
The one I'd like to see for the Cats get involved and hit the scoreboard is Myers.
Yeah, hasn't been as effective in front of goal as he was last year.
No, but he's playing a little bit more up the ground at times as well. Mm. So when he's hitting the scoreboard, Geelong are usually playing pretty well.
Gee, I tell you what, he would have had a nervous couple of minutes because he had the chance to any score
would have
put the game to bed.
Yeah,
and then the goes out in the full from 45.
He needs to be on the run.
Yep,
but So if Stanley's got to come back, if he doesn't come back,
Radically is rucking.
Yeah, I don't like that. He's just not. He's not polished enough for Geelong to win the flag with Radicalea in the ruck. He's just not polished enough.
Well, but maybe you just got to get through that qualifying final and hope you'll find a way out.
Well, maybe.
And
maybe.
Then Stanley gets another couple of weeks.
I'd have Radicalea in, Stanley in the ruck.
Yep.
Henderson out.
Yep.
Blitzarves down back.
Yep.
That would be it for me. Right. Stephen out.
Yep.
And.
So two changes.
Stephen out.
Henderson out.
Henderson out.
Yep.
Stanley in.
And Atkins in.
And Atkins in.
Yep.
That would be mine, and I guarantee you that doesn't happen.
No.
And if
it does,
Tom Hawkins is playing at fullback. Fairdingham. I don't know. People have said to me, "Do you reckon this is a stubbornness?" I reckon there's some stubbornness. Do you reckon the coach?
Don't know. We're only surmising that.
No.
Now the other finals, Benny. So Cats are Thursday night.
Oh, Thursday night. That's not far away.
No, 9 days.
Put your helmet on.
It's a good result for the Cats because they're having a very short...
Yeah, they don't like boys.
They don't like the big gaps.
No.
Friday night, Brisbane and Richmond.
Yeah, that'll be a cracker too. Mm. That'll be a ripper.
Yeah, Tigers.
Because Brisbane had Richmond on toast last year in that final early.
Early.
They couldn't hit the side of a barn.
No.
I can't remember the score, but they kicked a whole heap of points.
Yep.
And they had them on toast. And Richmond couldn't miss at the other end.
Yep.
And in the end, Richmond got the better of them. But they were absolutely on top early in that final.
Then
Saturday Arvo, who's that?
St Kilda and the Dogs also at the Gabba.
Yeah, well, that's a good game.
There was talk of that game going to Adelaide, but that won't happen. That's going to stay at the Gabba, which makes sense.
And then West Coast Collingwood.
West Coast Collingwood Saturday night.
Saturday night.
Yeah, so the winner of St Kilda and the Dogs plays the loser of Brisbane Richmond. The winner of West Coast Collingwood plays the loser of Port and Geelong. And I think so then that'll be a Friday night, the Cats, if they were in a semi-final. If not, they're into a prelim, and they'll be on the Friday night.
Do you reckon the Cats should tag anyone?
Should the Cats tag anyone?
They don't, but I shouldn't say tag, because they don't tag. Do you think they should put some time into someone?
I would have Guthrie running with Rockcliffe.
Yeah. I don't know that he hurts you a lot. I know he gets a lot of it.
But pressure him at the contest so he's not getting the ball out at the source.
Well, they should be doing that with everyone, though.
But they're not.
No, that's part of the problem. But
they back themselves in, as Macca pointed out Monday night, the amount of players that you saw running forward of the footy, just backing that the one-on-three would win, they backed in the talent of the one Geelong player, and you had two or three Geelong players already decamping the scene going forward, and Sydney went the other way and went bang.
Look, they're in good form though. I know the Sunday game wasn't great, but they still won.
They've won 7 of 8,
and they got to three goals. They were 3 goals behind.
Yep,
and they got to 3 goals in front.
I think it was a 34.
And then one by a goal. So they're actually in pretty good form. The form, I mean, the Richmond game. Yeah, okay, they were well beaten that night and struggled. They're a benchmark team, though, Richmond. They're not bunnies. Yep. So,
but Sydney aren't a great side.
No, but they've been in all right form.
They've been in okay form, but gee, a lot of kids.
They did have a lot of kids.
If you didn't follow Sydney closely, you'd be rocking up and going, "Who's this bloke?" You'd be half expecting Darren Creswell still in number 8,
I just hope it was a good bit of a good learning tool for the team, because they're only two games removed from some really good form. That first half against Essendon, I know Essendon are pathetic, but
No, that was scintillating. Nobody, I don't think anybody's played a better half of football than what Geelong produced.
And prior to that, you know, I mean, I suppose the Bulldogs, how do you read the Bulldogs? Horrendous first quarter, but then sensational for the next three.
Who gets out of that elimination?
Who wins?
Yeah.
St Kilda Bulldogs. Yeah. Oh, geez. That'll be a cracking game.
That's the one game that I look at and go, I can't, with any confidence, tip away.
No, I don't. Jeez. I don't know.
I think the Dogs do.
Yeah, well, that'll be...
The thing that'll hurt them is whether Norton's back or not.
The big Nortster. Yeah, I don't
old,
know.
Old Tank Shaggy.
Is that what they call him?
No, I came up with that.
What?
Tank Shaggy.
Tank Shaggy?
Yeah, well, he's got the shaggy hair and he's built like a tank.
He's a boof. He's got a bouffant.
Yeah.
So is English.
He's like Tim English style.
He's got the old bouffant. Anyway, look, it shapes as a cracking final series, doesn't it? And the Cats head the list. So they could just, if they could get the Chockies, just sit back and watch the other three finals unfold in the hub.
Kurz Hire, Geelong's official Wacker Noisen dealer. North Geelong, Grovedale and Ocean Grove. KurzHire.com.au.